RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Rams 5 of 8 on fourth down over the last four games.
So Kyren Williams has come in. He's the lone setback. Stafford under center. And Stafford going to hand to Kyren Williams. He got blasted. Whoa! Khalid Kareemed him. My heaven.
Kareemed him. I love that. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I mean, that was a hard hit. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan will be back Friday. Garrett is filling in for Dylan behind the glass. We are talking about this Falcons victory all morning long because it was just fun to watch. It was just fun.
It really was, man. It just felt good. I think a lot of Falcons fans, and I'll share this emotion, it's like you kept coming back to, man, I wish we could make the playoffs. I wish that there was some kind of way we could make the playoffs, but that was not part of the equation last night. It becomes even more frustrating when you look at the NFC South scenarios, but it just kind of is what it is. And once you kind of got that out of your brain, you're able to kind of celebrate. I know that there is a faction of this fan base that would probably tell you they were almost sad yesterday to see us win because of what it could mean for the future. I don't live in that world. I've said it a number of times on the show. That's not the route that I choose to go mentally whenever I'm rooting for any of my teams, much less the Atlanta Falcons. So, just settled in, got a nice victory, and it just felt good. The vibes were high in the building last night.
I feel like the emotions have gotten muddied around this team over the last few weeks as far as Falcons fans. Like, who do you want to come back next season, right? That's the big question today, and we do want to ask you that in the wake-up call. So if you have thoughts now, you can't be with us at 8 o'clock. Make sure to go ahead and tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. And thanks to last night's game, there was a ripple effect with Matt Stafford. Let's talk about it and go in the huddle. Well, after last night's loss, Matt Stafford is no longer the favorite for MVP this year. It is now moved over to Drake May. But despite that loss, Stafford has passed Ben Roethlisberger for sixth on the NFL's all-time passing yards list. He added 269 to his record last night.
I'm going to heap praise upon Matt Stafford before I get to the next stat. Incredible career. Really, it was a lot of fun to watch him in person again last night. He's somebody that, I got to be on the field at the same time as multiple times in his times with the Lions and going up there and playing at Ford Field. I was there, the Falcons, we were playing when Calvin Johnson set the single season receiving record. Matthew Stafford obviously throwing the ball to him. So just an incredible player. The longevity, the talent level he's playing at right now, the way he's operating that offense is really insane. The other side of your story.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
When it comes to stats that he was able to set last night, I think he tied the NFL record for pick sixes thrown in a career with like 32 or 33.
Wow.
Which is just crazy to think about how long your career has to be if you're going to throw that many pick sixes and play at the level he has played at. So I'll have to look up the exact number, but I remember that popping up last night. And they were like, with that pick six, Matt Stafford has tied the NFL record. It's like, geez, that's crazy.
See, I didn't even hear that one. That's a good one to stick in the back pocket.
I think it was with Brett Favre.
That sounds like a Brett Favre stat.
Gotta be.
Matthew Stafford was that type of quarter. And I tweeted this after the game or during the game. That fourth quarter drive where the Falcons kicked the ball off through the end zone. We talked about that a couple of segments a little bit ago. And he could put the ball into any spot on the field at any given time. And he overthrew one receiver at one point, but that throw to Puka Nacua in the back of the end zone was an absolute dot.
That was insane.
And then you talk about the one down the sideline, an absolute dot. It's just his arm talent is so incredible. It really is.
It's crazy also. I don't think a lot of people think about it. And since we brought up Ben Roethlisberger, watching him roll out and then keep his eyes downfield and square his shoulders and just kind of like backpedal away from the pass rush, like that's just not something that normal people do. You know, like it's just that's one of the other things that makes him so special is his ability to kind of get out around pressure and still make throws down the field. He did it numerous times last night. It's very Big Ben-esque the way he's able to do that.
Ruka Roro called him the last OG quarterback in the NFL. Huh. How do you feel about that?
I love that.
I guess, unless you want to count Phillip Rivers, which, I mean, he is the OG.
Yeah. I am curious, Garrett, are you a little bit conflicted about the news about Matt Stafford maybe not getting MVP due to last night's game? Because you're a UGA alum.
I'm not an alum. I'm like most Georgia fans. I didn't go to school.
Okay, gotcha. Sorry.
He's adjacent.
Adjacent. I'm an adjacent.
You're a UGA fan.
Yes, yeah. I mean, no, I don't care too much about that necessarily. I think that he's had an elite season. I think he deserves to get that kind of recognition. I think Drake May does too. I mean, I'm completely fine with it one way or the other. You know, I'm more worried about the offensive player of the year and the defensive rookie of the year and Bijan Robinson and James Pierce Jr. getting some well-deserved recognition there. I don't think either of them are going to win the award when it's all said and done, but I think they should absolutely get some votes.
Gotcha. All right. Ravens are saying that Lamar Jackson's status against the Steelers is to be determined. And this is a big game. It will crown the AFC North champion, but John Harbaugh says they will know more tomorrow.
And John Harbaugh goes about his business in a strange way when it comes to injuries, where he'll get like Snoop Huntley, like all the reps, and then Lamar will come back to practice for like one day, and then he'll not practice the next day. It's just, they always do things very strange. There's nothing to take away from the injury reports for the Ravens. So I guarantee you that we're going to hear, oh, Lamar practiced in full. And then it's going to be like, he's still questionable. And then it's like, Lamar didn't practice today. There's always craziness surrounding that team. And I do think they have to do a good job of getting Snoop Huntley all the reps necessary to make sure he's ready to go. And if Lamar can play, great. He's, you know, he's a MVP, two-time MVP or whatever it is for a reason. But you can't let your season hinge on whether or not he's healthy. I think Huntley has to get a bulk of those reps this week if they're going to be ready to go.
Is there a result that was more predictable than the Steelers losing that game to the Browns to set up Week 18 against the Ravens in a winner-take-all?
The Falcons fans that did not like Arthur Smith will say no, because watching his offensive output against that Cleveland defense, it just felt very predictable. That was nuts.
It felt like they didn't want Myles Garrett to get the sack more than they wanted to.
That's what Myles Garrett said. I've made this point a couple times now. It probably would benefit your offensive game plan to make sure Myles Garrett's not hitting your quarterback, though.
Yeah.
Right?
That's very true.
I was going to say, it kind of goes hand in hand. Like, I don't think I want him hitting Aaron Rodgers. Breaking news. So, I mean, good for Myles Garrett. And I think that he's just riding the high of the win, and he should. It's been a tough season up there. But, yeah, I would say that's fine by me if that's what they were focused on. Yeah, sure. They probably should focus on that.
Crazy stat, though. Against teams who are 8 or more games below 500, in their last 5 games, the Steelers are winless. They're 0-4-1. 0-4-1
really?
Against teams. Their last five games against teams who have lost eight or more games, or the eight or more games below 500.
Huh.
Just can't help but feel like if they lose that game, and I think that's a Saturday game.
Sunday Night Football.
Is it?
Sunday Night Football.
Okay, so then you must have the Rams, Niners, and the Panthers, Bucks on Saturday. So, yeah, I mean, meaningful games all weekend, but I just can't help but feel like if the Steelers lose that game, that that might be headed for a divorce in the head coaching situation.
Mm.
It just feels like it's starting to move that way, which there's been questions about John Harbaugh as well this year, but, man, some stuff will be up in the air for sure.
Yeah, just confirming, Seahawks 49ers is Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
There you go.
Okay. Andy Reid says he plans to return to the Chiefs as coach next season as long as they'll have him.
As long as they'll have me. Not that you're a first ballot Hall of Famer in just a closet full of Super Bowl rings. No big deal. Yeah, I mean, this is a no-brainer from both sides. I know that people look at the Travis Kelce situation and Patrick Mahomes' injury and they go, oh, Andy Reid might take this opportunity to hang him up. I think he genuinely enjoys at this point in his career showing up to work every day.
Yeah.
I think that when you're a coach that's scratching and clawing to make a name for yourself and worried about getting fired, I think that's a completely different scenario. Andy Reid's not going to get fired, and he is a Hall of Famer, and he is just kind of going to be able to coach however long he wants to. And I think because of that, it's probably very, very nice to just show up and sip your coffee and game plan, watch a little tape, you know, coach Patrick Mahomes whenever he's healthy and just kind of ride into the sunset.
You're not surprised at a little bit that he's coming back?
No, because like I said, I think that this is just a guy. I think he's very comfortable, you know? Like, he makes great money.
Yeah. I don't think he wants to go out on this season.
Yeah,
I think that's fair.
That's another good point as well. I mean, he's not exactly pulling a Bill Cowher if he were to walk away right now.
True.
So, yeah, I don't find it shocking at all. I think that he would do right by the Chiefs to usher in a new era as well if and when, you know, Patrick Mahomes can't play at the beginning of next year and Travis Kelce's not there and a lot of other stuff that's up in the air.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am with it too. I mean, because I don't think if I'm the Chiefs, it's not that I don't want Patrick Mahomes to play. It's that roster needs a lot of love and
yep.
They need to kind of not fully hit a reset button, but figure out some things and do things a little bit differently and kind of, you know, give him some reinforcements. And I was curious when I heard you say that, because I hadn't heard the news that Andy Reid was coming back yet. But how about that? How about that? Good for him.
And the Chargers will be resting Justin Herbert in the Broncos game. Trey Lance will start instead.
I wondered if there was a part of me that wondered last night if when the Falcons were up 21-0 at halftime, if you had come out and made it 28-0, I wondered if they would pull Matt Stafford out of the game last night.
Really?
Because there's just not a lot of room that they can move up and down in the standings. They can't win their division. They have to be a 5 or a 6 seed at this point, and I don't know if that's worth them going out and playing him the second half, yeah. and you still might not even be able to win the game.
Did you see Devontae Adams on the sidelines yesterday? I was wondering if they regretted not playing him last night because before the game, he was running and looked
yes.
great.
Yeah.
There was talk about him getting shut down for the season.
Yeah, I think that's probably where they're going to err. I
don't think he's going to play.
After watching him run, I think you ran okay in the pregame, and I did. I saw the film of him running pregame. I have a hard time believing he's going to play next week for a game that really just doesn't mean much in the end. And I am a massive proponent, like I said, of when you're out of it. But when you have the playoffs and you do feel like that with him in the lineup, you are a Super Bowl contender, mm-hmm. sure. I mean, you're good. Like, we'll just see you in a little bit, man. Just show up when we get that first-round game.
But it's also the difference between playing the NFC South champion
yes.
versus playing the Eagles.
Is it the Eagles? Yeah, I thought that.
The Bears.
I thought it was.
I mean,
which is why we saw Matt Stafford finish the game last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that you would rather have that. But didn't the Rams lose to one of them already this year? Am I making that up? One of the Rams' losses, I think, is to another NFC South team.
I can look.
Yeah.
To the Eagles. They lost to the Eagles.
Not the Eagles. No.
You said the NFC South.
Yeah, didn't they lose to the Panthers? Or?
They lost to the Panthers, 31-3.
There you go.
Good call.
Bam.
How
about
that?
It's not that easy for them. They might, yeah, they might be like, he would rather have the, no, they're not saying.
They beat the Buccaneers 34-7, though.
Bam. That one got sideways.
34-10 over the Saints. Yikes.
Coming up, we got a few college football games to preview. Very curious how Mike is feeling about the Rose Bowl coming up.
Hey, man, it is what it is.
Okay, and it's Top 5 Tuesday. Mike's going to close out 2025 with the final list.
You see how she snickers at me when she talks about Alabama football? She just kind of snickers at me like she's kind of poking at me like, oh, they're playing the number one team, blah, blah, blah. No, I ain't worried about it. Yeah, I got top five Tuesday. We're going to do the top five plays from last night's game, in my opinion. You'll love it, I promise.
That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.